It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning. And ain't it a fine morning? It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, hosting the Real Ass Podcast. Louis is still out on assignment, and I just found out 5 minutes ago I'm hosting the show today. I am joined by my favorite co-host.
They told me yesterday.
Nobody told me. I was not a piece of information I was privy to. It's okay. I've done it before. Shannon, I love you very much. I got here and just didn't do the math. And then I went, hey, where's Louis? And I went, oh, I'm hosting. And my favorite co-host is with me, and that's Chris Vega.
What's going on, Zach? Thanks for having me.
Good morning, man. Thank you for making the trip out here. I appreciate you sitting in with me today. You are the best.
I like that you're dressed as that cheese spokesman from the commercials in the 70s.
Thank you. Yeah. I like this fit. I feel like this is good for me. Yeah. I'm a ray of sunshine on a rainy day. We are joined by two wonderful people. One who's been on the show quite a bit, we got Andy Fiore.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. And new to the show, but she has a new book coming out, and we're going to talk all about it. We got Madison Malloy.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I hope we get some eyes on the book. In fact, let's find out about it right out the gate. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, so it's a humorous self-help book. It's a little bit raunchy, so all the kind of lessons and struggles that I went through being a stand-up comedian and kind of going through depression and anxiety and finally being able to kind of release those shackles from me and step into opportunities and happiness, I wanted to put in this book because I felt like a lot of my obstacles were self-induced. Like, I feel like we really overcomplicate things and self-sabotage ourselves. But I wanted to stay true to my brand, which is kind of raunchy. So I wanted to create a funny self-help book with some dick jokes.
Fantastic. So, and it is called Time to Lighten the Fuck Up, a self-help guide with a side of humor. And how long were you working on it?
I've been secretly wanting to write a book for like 4 years, and I never told anyone because I didn't want the pressure of having to write a book. And by, you know, the grace of God, I went to a mastermind and met my publisher and told him my idea, and he was like, let's do it. And I had a deal, and 5 months later, the book's coming out.
Wow, that's great.
So who's quick?
Wow, that's a really fast process.
Yeah. 5 months.
Yeah, it was basically like that was all I was doing, but... yeah, I'm excited for the world to read it. I hope it helps a lot of people.
See, I read the title wrong. I thought it was Lighten the Fuck Up, and I thought it was an anal bleaching system.
I thought it was just using humor during sex. Like, you know, like got your nose and stuff. Keep it a better
got your clit.
I mean, there's a lot of titles. I was telling you out front before. I said, I think my next book will be a relationship book. It'll be called Time to Suck the Right Dick. But I got to figure that out first before I write the book.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you. And congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
And is it having what's the official release date? Or it's out already?
Tuesday, October 18th. But you can pre-order it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now.
Nice. Fantastic. Guys, please check it out. Go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Pre-order it. Support Madison. Support great comics. Putting out great content.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And fuck it, Andy. This isn't officially plugged yet, but you got a special, right, brother?
Yeah, coming out Thursday. My special, Check Right, on my YouTube page, youtube.com/AndrewFiore. Very excited. I'm very proud of it. I think you'll like it. So, yeah, spread it around. Tell a friend, you know?
Fantastic.
Thank you, Madison.
So that's two cool things that you guys get to check out. We are going to get into some stories. And I want to start light. I want to start just...
Start light, baby.
Just ease into the week. Mom of 11-year-old boy who was born with no eyeballs details horrific abuse she faces from strangers. Shannon, tell us about it.
I really second-guessed.
People keep picking them up like a bowling ball.
It's you're really close, Chris. It's really, I feel really bad to talk about the story, but I couldn't skip it.
All right.
So let me tell you first how he came to be.
Before we see this monstrosity.
Yeah, so he's had a total of 12 surgeries since birth. He had several different clefts in his face. So he's also...
Multiple clefts. Tough.
What's this guy, fucking sheet music or something?
What's he, an R flat? R flat, like that's a fucking musical note, Andy.
So he was born with amniotic band syndrome.
Oh, he is an R flat, though.
Exactly. It kind of worked.
Which is when strands of tissue wrap around a developing fetus, preventing the baby from growing normally. So it affected his eyes, lips, and nose, and caused developmental delays and blindness. So Jesus here's Christ. The first picture.
Oh, no. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, poor baby. I knew it was going to be brutal.
Oh, no.
He looks happy.
Yeah, no, he looks like he's having a good time.
That's like the ring in Technicolor.
He likes Star Wars. He's got a lot to look for.
How does he know?
He looks like an AI painting.
Ah, Christ.
They put fake balls in him. Fake, like, eyeballs.
Because they'd be huge.
What about a fucking eye patch for homie? Like, give him a pirate look.
Yeah, what about, like, the thing they wore on Star Trek?
Oh, jeez.
He's getting worse every picture, Shannon.
Well, it's not getting better.
Yeah, so, Shannon, are these pictures of a kid who got the ring 7 days phone call?
What's this shirt referencing? Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about elevators.
Wow.
Or is that just what he says daily?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's so bad he can't even focus on trains. He's too many cars. He just needs an elevator. Just goes up and down one.
Oh, this poor mother, this poor kid. Aww. He can play violin?
Oh, is he like a virtuoso?
I guess so.
He's having an easier time with the violin than that juice box in the other frame.
That's crazy.
Wow, this is a tough one. So, and then she lists the things people say or what's going on here.
Yeah, so she's been very public about raising him since she was little because she wanted to like cut down on the stigma surrounding him. And she says people will tell her that she should have aborted him early on. And
he looks like the T-1000 if it was made of vaginas instead of liquid metal.
Oh my lord.
Jesus. Oh my god. I mean, worst games of peekaboo ever.
That's you go. Did you fuck a pig when it comes out like that? Holy shit.
That is very unfortunate. That looks interspecies. Shannon, a very interesting story to start off the day with,
Was
there anything more? They told her.
Yeah, people are just, she said that it's crazy how trolled she gets and he gets online.
Is it?
Yeah, but does he know?
Not unless she like reads it to him.
Yeah, and if people say it in public, you just do earmuffs. Yeah,
she's reading them. She's going, today's a rough day.
Yeah, hey, buckle up.
We have to get through all this.
People are yelling at her and nobody's saying anything in the street to this kid.
No, of course not.
Online.
Oh, so.
Yeah, well then
get off the internet. End of the show.
I mean, he does look happy.
Yeah, there's not a picture
of him. He looks absolutely happy. He looks like he changes shapes in every photo.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
I mean, he's probably happy because he's the only person that doesn't have to see him.
Yeah.
Jeez. Ignorance is bliss.
And then
his poor normie brother.
Imagine waking up to that. Imagine the dead sleep. I had a nightmare.
I mean, I'm embarrassed when I drool out of one hole.
Anything else you want to explore with that, Shannon?
Yeah, and are there fucking living nightmares, Shan?
No, there's a couple more.
Yeah,
pictures.
Come on.
How would they even go about fixing that if they... What?
See, if this was a before and after, we'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
It just makes you... But honestly, it makes you realize just how blessed we all are.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's
Madison,
a tough,
the
that's
positive
a tough
spin we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all...
How come they give you...
Another set of kids Big J abandoned.
Also, scroll back up. How come they gave the normie kid a chain?
Well,
he got a gold chain?
Yeah. That was a reward.
Yeah.
Great. He relies on Chandler as a companion, and Chandler is the best at helping Christian.
Oh, no, it's for him to hang on to.
Understand.
So he can follow him around.
Oh.
I know that sounded like a joke, and it kind of sounded serious at the end.
He's not riding a scooter. Come on.
Where is he scooting?
Wait, hold on. Can he... This is going
to
sound...
How bad do you want your kid to get hit by a car that you put him out on a scooter
that's
and camouflage?
Literally, go play a regular kid.
Yeah, how bad do you want your kid...
In camouflage.
To get lost in the forest? Hey, go scoot around. Hey, No Eyes, go scoot around for an hour or two and find your way back.
Go scoot in the woods.
Spin him around a bunch of times and then put him on the scooter and just shove it.
He can't see it all.
On his helmet.
His parents are terrible people.
He can't see it all.
He has no eyes. He doesn't have eyes.
Good point.
Yeah, those are pretty crucial to see him.
But he's got like daredevil powers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can play, good for him. He can play violin.
I don't know if he's playing Mozart on that violin. Let's be honest.
Was there sound to that video?
Yeah, let's check it out. Hold on.
Let's see how he is. If he's good.
I mean, to be fair, if he was playing bluegrass, he's probably still smarter than most of the guys who play bluegrass.
Maybe it's like a Ray Charles situation, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Maybe he's like a oh, Jesus, the first pitch.
I mean, this seems exploitive.
Yeah.
Not the proper grip. He's taking this fucking video. Him?
No. He's enormous. Get him away from me. Boy, on. It's a monster.
Should I skip ahead a little bit?
Yeah. I want to see him playing the violin.
Grew up in a time before social media existed. I remember what life was like before
everybody was obsessed with social media and
popularity. I'm really not. If nobody liked my content, I would still keep putting it out because who likes it and who doesn't?
I need the attention.
Driving motivation.
Yeah, this is some mom needing a thing, right?
For how nasty it is for people with disabilities. And I want to make it better because I don't want Christian growing up in a world where when somebody sees him on social media, they automatically assume he's being exploited or that he shouldn't be there because he's disabled. Which leads me into my second problem.
Oh, there's no sound on the violin.
Yeah, there's no sound on the video.
All right.
So, okay, I think this, and God bless the poor kid.
Absolutely.
And they're doing their best. This is a mom who wants a thing.
Yeah.
This is a mom who wants her life.
Essentially
defined.
A stage mom.
Yeah.
Without, you know.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? This is a mom's thing.
I agree
100%. This is a mom's thing.
I get her point. Like, she wants to just put it out there and, you know, have people accept her son before he maybe goes out into public.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, really? I feel like it is the mom trying to get famous.
Hashtag remake Goonies.
Yo, jeez.
All right, let's see what we can skip to that's a little more bright.
Than the kid?
Yeah.
I'm going to crash my car on the way home.
All right, hold on.
Because that kid's going to pop out of the backseat.
Yeah.
All right, we can get opinions around the table on this one. And Shannon, this one I think you got a comment on. Staten Island, according to online survey, has the best rated penises.
Woo!
Now, before we get into it,
how would Shannon know?
Shannon, right. Is this just Pete Davidson bringing the average up?
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah.
I will tell you how they came to these numbers.
How they came.
Yeah. So there is a website. It's called Cam Soda, something like that. Oh, yeah, Cam Soda, adult entertainment company. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a cam site. And so what they did was they had, over the past 2 months, 1,600 and some odd New Yorkers went onto it and asked the models to rate their penises. And these are all people from New York City. And so based on what the cam girls have rated the guys' penises, Staten Island was the best penises. That's where the numbers come from.
Again, it's just the retarded big cock thing.
Yeah. It's a gift from God.
By the way, I'll just say, like, big cocks are overrated. Like, as a female.
Thank God.
Like, they just are. Like, people are like, oh, I want a big dick. No, you don't. Not if, like, there's people that are
small. Well, there's
small.
Big, and then there's, like...
Like, I don't want a giant cock. If you have a giant cock, you can show yourself the door. I'm out.
Yeah.
So... Is it a good cock or a big cock? What are we going with?
Yeah, did they rate on size or just thumbs up,
overall
thumbs down?
Performance?
Haircut.
Yeah.
I think it's just overall.
Grit.
Just the best best piece of
personality.
Overall.
Do you have some examples?
It says they were graded on the basis of their length, girth, and overall shape. Good lighting and manscaping below the belt also helped.
Mm. Well, I'd imagine Staten Island has the best manscaping.
Yeah. The problem is the penis comes with that accent.
Yeah.
Offended.
Shannon, still 4 years and counting?
Yeah, it's four and a half
wow.
years.
You got all those great cocks out there in Staten Island?
I know. Who are you missing?
Years and years and years ago when I did see penises, some of my favorite penises do exist in Staten Island.
Well, really? That's where you were.
Yeah, that was the last few guys I had sex with. But they're great. They're like my favorite of all of them.
So maybe all of them. That article is right.
Is it because so many are volunteer firefighters and their dicks look like them?
Could be.
Yeah. The fucking hose on these dudes.
All right, Shannon. Best one you've ever seen.
Yeah, what made it great?
I know there's one. There's one that rattles around your fucking mind. The one that got away.
Like my favorite one. For sexual purposes or the best looking one?
For
your favorite.
No, you know what? Let's do both.
We got time.
Yeah. Okay, so the best looking one has to be the guy that I had sex with from the SDR dating game.
Okay.
Because it was the size of like a Poland Spring water bottle. It was just like a perfect gigantic penis.
By the way, this is a Norton joke, but I don't I want to give him credit. You know how specific that Shannon was, brand specific? She said Poland Spring. That means she's thought about it and compared it to other brands.
Yeah.
It's not Evian.
It's Fuji.
Yeah, it's a Poland Spring. And what was the best for sex? Because that was a little big for
it
you,
was
though.
Too, yes, that was too big. It took a lot of effort to make happen. My favorite...
Shannon's eyes and ears were coming out like one of those stress dolls.
My favorite one was probably like just between like 5.5 to 6 inches. But it just like fit the right way. And it was just like, you know, as a woman,
it's a sweet spot.
Yeah. As a woman, it's like hard to have an orgasm just through like intercourse. And it happened.
I've been told.
It happened almost every time. I mean, really? What could you ask for?
Wow.
Thank God. All right, that good made
for,
my day.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for that. Good for that average gentleman.
Man, Addison, any Staten Island experience?
No.
It's not in the book?
No. I remember I went out there to get like hypnotized for smoking.
Well, so it could have happened.
Yeah. Those are the two things you go to Staten Island for. Big dicks and hypnotism.
Yeah.
Shannon, that's your podcast, right? Did getting hypnotized for smoking work?
Not at that point, but eventually it did. So they just like put this like weird light laser in your ear and it was supposed to stop. But
they
everybody went
you,
to this guy.
And then you don't want to smoke because your mouth is all salty and bleachy.
They're like, here.
Did they tell you cigarettes were going to taste disgusting after, or that you just didn't want to smoke anymore?
They're like, you just don't smoke. You don't smoke. You don't smoke. And then they hit you with this laser. But people were coming. Everybody in that clinic was not from Staten Island. They were from, like, one person was from like Wyoming. So it was a world renowned clinic.
So it was like a specialty service.
Mm-hmm. So I jumped on the bus and off I went.
Come
and
for then, the cock, stay for the hypnosis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then lit a cigarette on the way home. But eventually it worked, thank God. But
how did you quit?
Just mindset. And then like I'll vape when I drink. But
okay.
It's more like mindset. Like it really isn't. Physical addiction only lasts 72 hours. The rest of it is mental. So if you can get past that mental part that it does nothing for you, then it's pretty easy to try to keep cutting the habit. But it's all about the mindset shifts in everything you do. Which is why you should read my book.
Is there a chapter in it about that?
No, not about addiction.
But mindset switching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Because I remember, like, for example, when I was doing, like, comedy all the time. Like, wanted to do comedy and do acting. Like, I really was struggling financially. So I just fell into that scarcity mindset. Just couldn't get out of my own way and was just trapped and was continuously staying broke. And then till my mindset started shifting around money and kind of how I thought about it and what it was for and my energy around it and my thought process around it when doors started to open. So it is. It's all just a mindset shift.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And I'm not like, oh, pray to the universe type person. Like I'm a God person, but like I'm not into that like crazy stuff, but it works. It really does. Like your thoughts create your reality. And I remember hearing this so much. And then finally it kind of kicked in. So you always have to be careful about your thoughts and be careful about your words. So if you're passing like a car you can't afford, they always say like it's so important to be like, oh, I wish I could afford that. You can't say that. You're like, oh, I could buy that, but I don't need it.
Every time I pass a Camry.
Yeah.
Same problem.
Mm-hmm. Every time I pass a city bike.
Totally. So yeah, mindset shifts are a big thing.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever have a friend that has a guy? Nobody can find something, but your friend has a guy. Well, mine is Chris, but my other guy is rockauto.com. They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in the country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy in rockauto.com. They have the best auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. If you've got a used car, it's probably actually appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. So check out the website. And there's no promo code needed, but if you do buy anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. There's going to be a box to put in the name of the show. One more time, guys. That's rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Let's get back into the show. Well, here, look. While we're taking a break for a second, let's get plugs out of the way. Obviously, you have the book coming out if you want to plug it one more time or anything else, social media.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so my book is Time to Lighten the Fuck Up. It's on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And it will be out October 18th, but you can pre-order now at a discount. And I have a podcast called Next to Madison. It's a self-help business podcast, so check that out. And my Instagram is at Real Madison Malloy, and Twitter, Madison Malloy, all that good stuff.
Excellent. Andy.
Special out this Thursday, October 6th. It's called Check Right. I didn't send Shannon any graphics like Madison. She's good at promoting. I'm not. But yeah, follow me at Andy Fiore. And yeah, it's youtube.com/Andrew Fiore. Please subscribe. I don't have any subscribers on YouTube. And I think you'll like it. And yeah, spread it around. Tell a friend.
Hell yeah. It'll
be fun. It's good.
Faga?
Just check out the podcast. It's Thursday here on Gas Digital, High Society Radio. Notes of a Goon comes out every Tuesday. And my social media is at Chris from BKOIN on Twitter and Instagram.
Fantastic. Guys, check out my other shows here on the network. And then October the 28th, I will be in Toronto at the Paradise Theater. Two shows, live stand-up show, and then a live midnight spook show. I mean, what a better way to spend your Halloween weekend than with your pal, the international superstar. Come on out. I'm headlining for the first time at a theater, and it really means a lot. So, guys, please come out. And then if you love the show, and I know you do, GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And then if you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, Lewis is taking a bit of a break because we got Skankfest coming up. But the Offend Everyone tour will be back October the 30th at 7 in Philly. I think I'm on that. And then Lewis and Aaron will be in Summit City Comedy Club November 5th with two shows. November 6th, they'll be at the Louisville Comedy Club. And then they're going to the Orlando Improv, the Vixen in McHenry, Illinois, Yuck Yucks in Toronto, Ontario, and The Loft in Washington, D.C. on January 5th through 7th. So please make sure you support Lewis out on the road.
Do you want to also just mention the Ellis Mania thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Shannon. If you want to fight at Ellis Mania, we are looking for people to represent Gas Digital. If you're already going to be at Skankfest, that is a big boon to your case. But please, if you're not, maybe we figure something out. Please send a video of you shadowboxing or hitting a heavy bag.
Yeah, the paper should be underneath the notebook, sorry.
Oh, thank you. That's very helpful. So yeah, please send a video with your age, height, weight, and a 3-minute video, either shadowboxing or with a heavy bag, and send that over to ellisskank22@gmail.com. Once again, that's ellisskank22@gmail.com. Show everybody how tough you are.
And copy Legion of Skanks.
And copy Legion of Skanks at gmail.com as well. Okay?
I got to say, everybody who did the fighting at Skankfest last year had a blast for the rest of the weekend. It's like you're like, because you're doing the I saw them walking around and stuff.
Then you got some fucking
Unless you get your ass kicked.
Yeah. No, that little chick that beat the shit out of
Linda.
Yeah,
I still follow her on Instagram.
That girl ruled.
Yeah,
just watching fans beat the shit out of each other. Yeah, for
this little girl beat up like three chicks, and she was like, "I've never been in a fight before in my life." She beat the shit out of these
fuck
ladies.
Yeah,
little tiny chick. It was crazy.
It was exceptional.
Yeah,
awesome. Madison, you ever been in a fight? A fist fight?
No.
You want to fight Linda, the champ? Skankfest?
No, I'm not a fighter. I'm a diffuser. Mm. I can diffuse any situation.
Essential oils?
I actually talk about it in the book. It's called the chapter of Time to Stop Being Offended. Mm. If somebody offends you or somebody's trying to get angry with you or rude to you, how you quickly can diffuse situations. Because it's just not worth it. It makes you feel good for a second, right? If you're like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
What?
But then it doesn't really do anything after that. Right?
You tell that story for months.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do. I had a guy call me a bitch randomly on the street.
Really?
And I turned around. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I look like your ex-wife.
Hmm.
calling a woman a bitch gets you nowhere. The real trick,
what was punching him in the face.
Yeah, no, the real trick,
you gotta call women an asshole or a jerk.
I know.
You gotta call women man insults because then it breaks them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was no context. I was just crossing the street. But I have kind of a bitchy looking face. That's why I have to smile a lot. Especially with sunglasses on, I look real mean. So maybe he just, I think I triggered him.
Okay.
It's definitely a trigger. Or he was just a crazy person. Yeah, he was like 65 years old.
Yeah, it's probably just a crazy person.
Yeah. I think he was fighting with his ex-wife that probably I reminded him of her.
That makes sense.
You know what's better than the man insult?
What?
If a lady you don't know is like giving you shit or yelling at you, just go, whatever you say, chief, and just walk.
All right, tough guy.
Whatever you say. Whatever, boss. Let's go.
No, I find whenever in a thing with a chick, always go, you're being a real asshole right now. Or be like, you know what a dickhead you sound like? It breaks their brains. Because they want you to call them a bitch or a cunt.
Right, right.
Because then they can write you off as a misogynist.
Mm. But
when you take away that power,
yeah,
it's like you took all their footing away.
Yeah, dickhead's
good. That's
good
advice. That's actually really good advice.
It's really not good advice. It just makes it worse.
Yeah, but for your male listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, get away from calling women bitches and cunts. Always.
Yeah.
You're a fucking jerk.
Yeah, stop being a dick.
That's a good one.
You're a fucking Momo.
Yeah. All right, what else do we got here today, baby? I saw a couple on here I'm very interested in.
Okay.
Now, Shannon, I don't know if the wording on this is correct, and you're welcome to rebut this. Mysterious death of Coolio at 59.
So
he didn't think he'd live to see 24.
Right.
One of the articles that I read said that he was at his friend's house. He went into the bathroom and then just never came out. Mm-hmm. And that there
in the bathroom, he probably slide, slippity slide, slammed his head on the toilet.
So they believe it to be a heart attack, but they're pending the autopsy still.
I mean, I don't think is that mysterious. He went, oh, I don't feel good. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Did he recently get vaccinated?
I'm not touching it from there, but
I've heard that the vaccine, or it could have been maybe he did some coke that was slipped with something.
Yeah, or he just was 59 and he was doing coke.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things, or it was just his time to go.
I would just assume he felt flush. He felt like he was having heart attack symptoms, and he went, I'm going to go to the bathroom, like splash water on my face or whatever.
Yeah. Clear cut.
But right? he seemed to be in decent shape.
59, that's rapper 190.
Yeah, for rappers.
Yeah, that's true. He's probably done a lot of stuff in his day.
Like, you either die young or you live to be Snoop Dogg on fucking Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
To be fair, they're probably the same age.
Coolio
just wasn't getting
this. No, Snoop's not that old.
Maybe he's 55?
I bet Snoop's still in his 40s. Shan?
No way.
No.
51.
50.
Okay.
There you go.
He's only 50?
He was high. No.
He started so young, though.
He was famous when he was 17, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Snoop was so high on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Well, I mean, that's his brand.
It was
great.
It was great.
He's great. I love his relationship with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
I think it's so adorable.
The whole thing, he was just like, it was all stoner mannerisms. Like, he would get something wrong and, like, put his hand on his head and keep talking through whatever the next person's turn was.
You don't even realize.
And one of the, like, because, you know, it's just, like, the same as Celebrity Jeopardy where you could tell it's dumbed down.
Sure, sure.
And one of the answers was baking brownies. And Snoop just goes, bacon onions. I was like, not only are you bad.
Bacon onions.
Not only are you bad at Wheel of Fortune, you're bad at counting letters.
That's so funny.
Because brownies and onions is way off.
Dude, high Snoop on Wheel of Fortune. I could watch that all day.
It was pretty great.
Oh, hell yeah.
They had, it was him, a comedian trick, and then Mark Duplass, the director.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just smoked them.
Totally.
Like, it was great.
That's phenomenal.
That made me feel really old last week that Snoop was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune and Jackass was on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm an old man.
All my guys are starting to die too. Like, all my favorite celebrities when I was a kid are knocking them off. But yeah, like, yeah, musicians, Coolio. But it's gonna be tough when you start to see, like, when Harrison Ford dies. That's gonna be a tough one. I don't want to put that on him, but like, that's gonna be brutal when you're
somebody who loved life that much. A ray of sunshine like Harrison Ford.
No, but I mean, like, someone you loved so much when you were a little kid.
Okay.
When, you know, like, when your celebrities start to die, that's gonna be a reality check.
Ray Liotta.
And Lee, then you're, and Yoda. Then you're after.
Huh?
We're all going to die.
Yeah, of course. I know that. That's what I'm saying. It's sad when somebody you enjoy dies.
Well, it's, yeah, it's very sad.
Who hit you the hardest most recently?
New Jack.
I think Norm.
Queen of England?
Well, you had, yeah, Queen Elizabeth II. Me and her had a thing. We were very tight. We had a run of like
Gilbert
Mafia film guys. Like, yeah. Paulie Walnuts died. Leota died.
Leota, James Caan.
Paul Sorvino Paul just Sorvino. Died. That's like the thing I'm talking about. You're like, oh, all my favorite fucking guys, you know?
Yeah, America's Dad, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, Norm is brutal.
Yeah.
Because at least Tony Sirico was super old.
Right, right, right.
It's the ones that are like...
De Niro, when De Niro goes, people are going to be bummed, man.
I mean, that just means he's not going to fucking
everybody.
Get propped up with fucking wires and shit to make another shit movie.
Yeah, I know.
Probably for the best.
Well, he's making those shit movies because he's broke. He came out and said that. Like, his wife spends too much money. Well, it's now his ex-wife, so she's taking all the money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why he was
doing
it.
Well, he didn't say that. He got caught on tape yelling it at her in a cab or something.
So he said it, but he didn't mean to say it.
he literally, like, you're the reason I have to make all these shitty movies.
Yep. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know he's broke.
Well, doesn't he own Nobu?
I thought so.
He makes a lot of money, but if you spend that much money, too.
Yeah, it's all gone.
What's the point, then?
You know?
We got to spend it, enjoy it.
No, you should save 30% of your income minimum.
That's true.
You need to lighten the fuck up, Madison.
It's time.
And it's De Niro, all right? He's going to blow all his money and swim to heaven in Black Buzzy.
Yeah. Well, is it true? I don't even know if this
Coolio
is on the rundown. They sold Bruce Willis. It's like, yeah, you can use me as deep fakes
when
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference? He didn't know where he was his last few movies.
Right. That's a tough one there, Bruce Willis.
No, but you might as well just make the money now. It's for after he dies. I didn't even realize that.
Cash in.
So that dude with the, was it Fred Astaire with the fucking carpet sweeper commercials like 12 years ago?
Right.
He didn't get any money for that.
Yeah.
Get the money now.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Your
estate's going to sell that shit anyway.
You won't know. You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So Bruce Willis, there's a thing that just came out. I can't remember the name of the director, but he basically has this genre that he kind of pioneered. Called the Geezer Teaser.
Gotcha. I know what you mean.
And they are straight to streaming movies that will have a couple scenes with a very famous actor from yesteryear, i.e., Bruce Willis, De Niro, Pacino. And they'll just do a couple scenes, but they're on the cover of the movie.
But they're in it for like 4 minutes.
They're in it for a couple scenes, and then they bang out a very cheap movie around them.
Right.
And sell the rights to the streaming services because old men who kind of don't know how to search for shit are just going to fucking clusterfuck click their way through streaming stuff and go, oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Wow.
So like Bruce Willis, who has dementia, his last few movies, like they said that he would be on set and like not know where he was.
Damn, dude.
And the guy was just like, just keep saying the lines. Because he's got an earpiece in.
Okay.
And a lot of more famous actors, once they stop giving a shit, will have an earpiece in a lot of movies, and someone just feeds them their lines.
Start using the deepfake now, then.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis still
looks kind of a living deepfake.
Exactly.
Actually, I heard that some actors prefer the earpiece because they don't want to, like, they want their choices to be in the moment versus, like, overthinking their choices.
That's the Brando technique,
I don't feel like memorizing this technique.
Right, like, the lazier technique. Yeah, right? Brando, that's the hardest part of acting.
Brando used to tape his lines.
Robert Duvall, like, standing in front of him.
Yeah.
The whole fucking cue card taped to his chest.
There's a great documentary on the,
Dr. Moreau. It's just a sandwich board from Die Hard 3.
He's playing me. there's a great documentary on the making of The Island of Dr. Moreau, which is like the most cursed production of all time. The director got fired and replaced. But Fairuza Balk met with Brando the night before their scene. And she's like, so what about this in the script? This script? He goes, I haven't read this script. And she's waiting. He goes, I write all my lines down and I just decide when I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, you know how he has the little person in that movie?
I've never seen it all the way through.
So in Island of Dr. Moreau, Marlon Brando plays Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a deformed little person.
Right. He's the kid from the first story.
Yeah.
Mini-Me is based off that.
Right.
The whole scene of Mini-Me and Dr. Evil playing the piano, that's a parody of Island of Dr. Moreau.
Gotcha.
But he just saw one of the extras was a little person and went, give me him. And then so they're in like the jungle. They're in the middle of nowhere, and he's like, we should have matching outfits in every scene. So they need awesome. A my size outfit, and yeah.
I mean, look at fucking Brando.
What year was that?
90s. And so now they have to dress him and that little man in the same
shirt. Look how happy that dude looks. Pull that picture back.
Yeah, because he's got a midget.
No, not Brando. The midget. Look how happy the midget is.
Yeah, because he got bumped up to a fucking main character.
That's true. That's
what was he doing before his role?
He's been a... Okay, every little person in acting was an Ewok.
Right.
Like, when you look at... They were all Ewoks.
Yeah.
They scoured the... That was the modern Munchkin. They scoured the globe for little people. Every little person was an Ewok.
Gotta work. It's a needle in a haystack, really.
Yeah. And then there's a few movies where you're like, oh, every midget was in this.
Yeah.
Like the black midget from Bad Santa. He was definitely an Ewok.
Okay. That guy's good.
He's old enough for that?
Yeah. And then I just watched a thing that was the midget that played Chucky in the scenes where it's just a midget in a mask. Right. Way scarier.
They age like dogs, Chris. Yeah. 7 years.
Midget years.
1 to hours.
Hey, guys. Let's take a second to talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the Real Ass Podcast. Zippix. Chris, have you heard of Zippix?
I'm still using Zippix from the last time they were a sponsor on the network, I'll be honest with you.
Maybe you haven't made it as far to your health goal just yet. Maybe you're still looking to add a toothpick to your look like your Razor Ramon. Whether it's kicking cigs or looking like a badass, Zippix toothpicks are the answer. Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz quicker. They come in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. No smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and they cost a lot less than cigarettes.
And I'll be honest, they work pretty well, and Zippix also has like an energy drink, too. So you can actually transition from the nicotine ones to the energy drink ones. They have it's got a taurine thing in it. I smoked way too many cigars during the pandemic, and Zippix really helped me calm those cravings, and I'm not really doing that as much.
Yeah, and I gotta say, as somebody who doesn't really smoke, the nicotine punch on these little toothpicks really gets you going.
It actually does, yeah.
I would bring them with me on the plane. I would bring them with me anywhere, to the movies, anywhere you can't smoke, man. These things are absolutely awesome.
And they taste good.
Yeah, they taste. One of them tastes like closed cigarettes, which is a blast from the past. So go to ZippixToothpicks.com, that's Z-I-P-P-I-X toothpicks.com, and use our promo code ASS10, ASS10, to get 10% off your order today. One more time, guys, that's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code ASS10. Let's get back into the show, huh? All right, what else we got here? Apple exec is fired after vulgar comments made on TikTok.
It wasn't even a big deal. I saw the thing.
Yeah.
Do we have the video?
Yes. So I'll just tell you real quick, in case you guys don't know. So from on TikTok, there is this one famous guy that goes around, and if somebody is in like a fancy car, he just goes up to them.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
Right. Yeah. So that's what he did. So I'll play that for you first.
Those aren't staged?
I guess not.
This felt staged.
Good sir. Your car's awesome. What do you do for a living?
Big breasted women, but I think weekends are major holidays off.
Okay, that is quite the career. I'm looking to get into that.
Well, that's hilarious.
Interesting. I got a hell of a dental plan.
Okay, you do it all, yeah. And you participate in this activity. Thank you so much.
Hello. Isn't that from Arthur?
That's the greatest line I've ever heard. That is.
That's the guy who got fired.
He was fired for that
because it's from the movie Arthur.
Yes.
It's like, so funny.
Yeah. He got fired. Yeah. You shouldn't be able to get fired for quoting a movie.
Seriously.
But it's not really offensive.
I know.
I'm a woman. I can say that. It's not offensive.
I think his wife was fucking high and cackling the whole time.
Yeah. She thought it was
funny. I mean, what are the chances that's his wife?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be part of it.
Wait, how did they find out he was an Apple exec? Because he never said it.
Because the clip went viral, and eventually it got back to Apple, and then they reviewed it, and they're like, "This goes against our values as a company."
Yeah, listen, we are here for child slave labor, right. Not fondling consenting women.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you know what he did at it? Like, obviously, the guy made a shitload of money.
Is that
what his job was?
Procurement is what he did. That's his position.
Oh, well, that explains it.
I have no idea what procure means.
He hired the children.
Oh, he procures children to make iPhones.
He's a wrangler.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He goes out with the net. He's like, nope, this one's up. Oh, caught the wrong one. Throw this in the Ewok pile.
He'll definitely get another job, though. Because obviously he's good at what he does.
Rich. He worked at Apple for 22 years in a high-ranking position. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's time to cash out at that point.
Yeah, get yourself a mini-me, move to an island, start experimenting.
Unless you're one of those guys that's addicted to the work. Like, addicted to making money.
Didn't seem like
he was.
Did
you see what that guy was dressed like? Pull that back up.
The British flag on the Union Jack on his shirt.
Yeah, he was dressed like he's a Caddyshack.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like he's going to a Greenwich polo match.
He's wearing a fucking Union Jack tie.
Seriously.
In a lime green suit.
He's Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack.
That's the whole shirt, I think.
Is that the whole shirt?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, this guy's hilarious.
I mean, the fact that him and the chick were just eating takeout in that car is also hilarious. Because that means they were fucked up and needed food. Look at him. Yeah, he's fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
He's red in the face. He's quoting Arthur. This guy was having a party.
Yeah.
And got.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I like this guy.
What a bunch of tattletales.
I just hope we live in a world one day where people can make a mistake or say something you don't like, and it doesn't have to cost them their lives.
I mean, I don't think anybody was throwing their iPhones away over it.
Yeah, exactly.
This seems like more of an internal thing.
Yeah, but it's just so sad. It's like you say one wrong thing. I mean, the whole world is on edge because of it.
Unless it was a whole room full of dudes in like nice black suits, and they've been trying to get rid of this.
Right.
Fucking,
oh yeah, that could be.
And they're like, we got it.
Tired of this fucker's flag shirts.
Yeah. He keeps ordering from the other guys at the boardroom.
This guy brings his fucking.
Get me a martini, jerk off.
Yeah, he's like putting a bowl of soup on somebody's head. And then we got to get rid of this fucking guy, but he's fucking squeaky clean. Yeah.
We fucking hate his hyena laugh wife.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
His cackling wife.
He just keeps throwing
her to the office.
He just keeps throwing his keys to Tim Cook whenever he gets out of that car. Fuck this kid.
All right, what else we got here today? Chris, you hear about, I haven't heard about this yet, flesh-eating drug Trank.
Trank?
Now linked to thousands of ODs.
Trank? Is it just crocodile? I don't know about it.
No, so it's a sedative used for animals.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
So people are using
it. I'm an animal.
And I guess when it goes into like the human skin, it just breaks down the tissue and it can't heal it again.
Even if you do it once, that seems unlikely. Give me some Trank, Shannon.
Yeah, let's do Trank here on the show now.
You could probably just get it from a vet, I feel like.
We're going to do it off of Madison's book.
We're becoming fucking RoboCop. That's what society is crumbling toward, where we just have one cool named drug.
Like every Trank. Couple of years, yeah.
Well, what was that new? What was the thing I was asking about a few weeks ago?
2C?
Yeah.
But that's just 2CE. That's just the new name. It was like Smiles for a while. Okay. They rebrand these research chemicals every few years.
Okay.
Do you guys remember the other animal drug?
Ketamine.
Yeah. Lewis. And now,
that, I mix ivermectin and ketamine together.
Not animal drug. Different brands. They're saying ketamine is used for like depression therapy. And anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
But before it was like a horse
tranquilizer. I could have told you that at a rave in 1999.
Yeah. I could have told you that in a hotel room fucking a month ago.
In Rochester. Yeah.
I felt great.
I'll tell you what, Andy Malfarina's snoring started to sound like trans music once we started sniffing.
Yeah, totally.
So what it tells about this Trank, Shan?
So the drug, because it's a sedative, so the drug slows down blood flow and knocks out the user, which blunts the body's ability to heal itself. It's not an opioid, so its effects can't be halted by naloxone. It leads to tissue death, black necrotic tissue destruction.
That's a fucking sick name for a band.
Hell yeah.
They said they've never seen something like this before, that so many people are using it.
Show me some pictures.
Yeah, are people's faces falling off?
I don't have that.
Why are we doing these drugs that knock you out and you can't enjoy, you're not awake for? I don't understand.
Like what?
Maybe it's
like
sold Trank. To something else. Maybe
people aren't taking. Oh, is that what it is? People aren't taking this on purpose. It's mixed in with shit.
I'm gonna throw this out there. This thing is probably awesome, and they're getting ahead of it.
Oh, that
there's
could be
no
too.
Way they use this on animals, but it instantly kills things. There's not much difference between horse tissue and human tissue. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. This is crazy. I bet it's the best. Yeah, jeez. That's not that big of a deal.
What a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was so high he fell on a barbecue on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's like a Halloween costume.
Yeah. So you're saying you shoot this up?
Yes.
No. Oh. Okay, well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Snort a little. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Use your nose. Bump. Come on. Trank. Use your heads, people.
See, they're saying that fentanyl is being cut with it.
Well, that's also a different issue.
Yeah. That'll kill you real quick.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Holy hell.
It's like, hey, so we've got this fentanyl. But people, we're running low on fentanyl. Well, we got this other stuff. What's it do? It turns you into a zombie. All right, mix it with the fentanyl. Let's go.
Okay, I just thought I was tripping. Chris, look at the size of that fucking spider in the corner.
Where?
Of us?
No, look there.
Oh, over there. That's a big ass spider.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's a daddy long leg. They're harmless.
I thought I was, I was like, oh no.
Is that a daddy long legs?
It is, yeah. They're actually good because they eat like gnats and right. Like.
Don't eat a gnat. No, it eats gnats. Kill don't it. Do it.
Yeah, it eats. Oh, okay. Yeah, it good just, job.
Kill
it
that
just,
fucker.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It just went to heaven.
Thank you.
Went to Spidey heaven.
Yeah.
Somewhere fucking.
Shannon's having a panic attack.
They're like the one spiders that like you that are okay because like they're good for the.
Well, it was bothering me.
Yeah, man.
And I'm a professional broadcaster.
Yeah. And you're Natalie like, did her spider.
Natalie did her producerial duties.
She did. Good job.
And made sure we were safe. That thing was fucking huge.
That thing was big.
Zach, I get it. You're all worked up. Let's get you some Trank. We'll calm you right down.
That's all I want right now, Chris. By the way, everybody, this fentanyl, you got to fucking get your shit together.
I know. Yeah, fucking dude, you got to take a little fentanyl every morning with your multivitamin to build your tolerance.
Okay.
And it doesn't
but I remember doing fentanyl.
Do people actually do it knowingly?
Yeah, I've always heard the smallest amount
mixed.
Kills you.
No, it's bullshit.
I thought it was just mixed or like they were cutting cocaine.
No. They used to give it to... They used to give it to people for extreme pain when the opioid stuff was really on the incline. I knew a kid who had it from, he had a lap band surgery, and they gave him a bunch of fentanyl patches. They used to come in patches. There was two different kinds. There was one with a goo inside, and then there was ones that was just like in it, like you just slap it on your thing. But people were like abusing it. People were ripping strips off of it, sticking it under their tongue like dip and shit.
Damn. Or sometimes,
so sad,
you would get a fentanyl lollipop, and you got a couple of them in a fanny pack that had a... padlock on it.
Jeez Louise.
Because I knew a girl who was very much a party girl, and she got a prescription to it, and they sent it to her in a fanny pack with a giant padlock. And great fashion accessory.
I know.
It was
so
the
great.
Best wow. Goth fashion accessory I've ever seen, and it was for keeping
fentanyl
your drugs.
Fanny pack.
So that's why the padlock was there, so other people couldn't get it?
I would assume so. Also,
only
I think
if you're a little
like,
fucked up.
Yeah. Also, I just remember you would keep that lollipop in your mouth for about 10 minutes, and you were good for the night.
Damn.
That shit was good.
Wow.
Also, is it... Now, Chris, you may be able to answer this better.
Mm-hmm.
I've met recently drug dealers that keep padlocks on everything because they say cops can't make you open a padlock without a warrant.
I mean, supposedly that's true, but
cops don't
give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just, I feel like that's going to arouse suspicion.
Totally.
Yeah, that's probably probable cause. That's definitely enough reason to detain you and call a dog.
your fucking glove box has a padlock on it?
Yeah.
Oh, the person I know has like a bag, but then they keep another bag with a padlock on it.
Inside the bag?
Yeah.
Well, they're not supposed to be able to open your bag without your permission. Just in
that's true.
If you have a book bag in your car, they're not allowed to open your book bag without your permission.
Okay. My favorite drug dealer... preparedness I'd ever seen. I saw a girl open a tackle box once.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And it was,
the levels.
It was like the shop in the beginning of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Like this bitch, it was prepared. And she's like, wow, you got a lot. She goes, yeah, I'm raising money. I'm going to go to jail in a year and I need money for my trial. And I'm like, what for? She goes, possession.
Oh my gosh, that
makes sense.
Demonic, though.
Yeah. That was great, though. That was a glorious day. Her opening up that tackle box.
Oh, that's a good fucking...
Organized well.
I like it. I like organization.
Oh, it was a
color-coded.
Great day. Oh, it was a great day. All right, what else we got here today? The D-bag tax. New York women are charging men up to $3,000 for failed relationships and bad dates.
Isn't that kind of just the big cock Staten Island tax at that point?
Let me comment
please,
on this.
Please, of course.
First of all, that's hilarious. Everybody wishes they could get compensation for the D-bags that they hung out with. The thing is, they're not really going to get it. There's no case, but I think it's actually hilarious.
How are they charging them?
They're
Venmoing. They're sending.
Oh, they're sending Venmo requests.
Like a deposit?
No, some, like a request.
Some of them are deposits. Some of the women in the article are talking about how they're sick of being like stood up last minute, canceling last minute. So this one woman said that her date canceled her last minute, but then wanted to go out again. And she's like, well, then you have to leave me a $50 deposit for my time. And
did he do it?
You're not losing money, though, if you get stood up.
I think that's actually brilliant because you know what? She set her boundaries and she values her time. So amen to her. I think that's great.
It depends on how done up she's getting for this date.
Right.
If she's getting her hair done, she's getting her nails done. You know what? That cost her money.
Well, also, Uber's back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
That's true.
Yeah. If it's very last. All right.
If it's very last minute, I could see. And this is for dudes on dating apps, I would assume. It's not men you have in your actual day-to-day life?
It is both. So there was another, it says this one woman sent requests ranging from $1,500 to $3,000 depending on their financial situation. Over the years to different men she's dated, she's listed infidelity, secret marriages, and hiding having multiple sexual partners from her as some of the reasons for the charges. And she said that most of the time they do pay the amount.
Well, I'm going to go to my Venmo right now.
Relarge? Sure,
that's a lot. You got
Wow. I'm going to see what I can get.
Yeah, let's see her.
Yeah, there we go.
Is this a high-end type of lady?
Yeah, this is a...
This is her.
I don't know that three large worth.
What?
Her name's fucking Martha.
She looks nice, but she also looks like she could be a little cray-cray, maybe. Maybe he's scared
that's
of her.
Actually,
he didn't want the drama. He was like, I don't want the drama. It's worth giving
she's
her
She's sending that Venmo request, and that guy's reading that going like... She's going to accuse
me. I fucking hate those glasses.
Those are
accuse you of rape glasses.
These are withdrawal consent after the fact glasses.
Yeah. Those are I was scared
she
at the
looks
time.
Like she's...
They're so big she could see backwards in time. And
Yeah, no, they're not. They're paying her $3,000 so she doesn't like put their kid's dog in a boiling pot.
Exactly.
That's crazy, lady.
Yeah.
That's crazy, lady vibes. What's her name?
Martha.
Martha Duke.
Martha Duke. Oh,
name alone.
Martha Duke, yeah, that's crazy white woman shit.
Yeah, take a hike, Duke. Oh, look at her. She's a fucking lunatic.
Wait, so did she contact
my dad's
the New
in
York
the
Post
KKK
and, say, hey,
and his friends are going to kick your ass?
My dad, David, is really.
He's a big deal, all right? He's a wizard and he will curse you.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though. I would have never even thought about that.
But you can just not. Yeah, you can fucking charge me on Venmo all you want.
Yeah.
I just fucking won't. Hey,
I will block you on Venmo.
Totally.
Yeah, right, totally.
Take a hike, Mark.
Can't the guy just like send a request back that's like no oral?
Yeah, exactly.
Half-assed
closed mouth text.
Gave me the clap. Whatever. Yeah,
that's
that one has the emoji for it, too.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the thing spitting out green. Did you see that there's actually, I think it's chlamydia? And possibly gonorrhea are like up like 25% in the last year.
I did see that.
Yeah.
And
what? Whoa, whoa. Is it up 25% this year as compared to the last 2 years when everybody was in lockdown?
Because No. Over the regular stats.
Really?
And supposedly a lot of it is because of PrEP. And a lot of gay dudes that would be using PrEP.
I thought it maybe because people got out of lockdown and went on a fucking spree.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I think it's because a lot of dudes are off. Are off rubbers
off
because they're on PrEP.
Yeah, now you got to fucking worry
STDs
about monkeypox.
STDs are going back up.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but also there was a huge jump
you
in HIV.
You greedy motherfuckers.
Infection. There was also a huge jump in HIV infections.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that in the same.
Oh,
Shannon, can you look that up?
Yeah.
It's all the same thing.
Those are the non-preppers.
And then there was
then.
The Post had some article about something that is hard to detect, almost like an HPV kind of deal, but it affects men and women. It can leave you infertile.
Oh, no. They've got us.
I've got my theories on that. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
No, please.
No, go ahead.
No.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Lighten up. Tell us why sex
Lighten
is evil.
The fuck up.
First of all, the power of the pussy is very powerful, so I think women should stop giving it up so easily.
No argument. Well, mm-hmm.
Well,
I was on board for a second.
Yeah.
Some argument.
All my guy friends are like, stop it. Stop
The power of
talking.
Pussy is very powerful, but...
It is very powerful. You have to use it wisely. You know what I mean? So you have to...
I'm listening.
No, it's the pussy that's the pussy cocking up.
Yeah. I was like, is that a 9mm? I think you should. I think if you're looking for a relationship, you should hold out until you get a relationship. or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, once you give it away, the chase is over. You guys know.
Yeah.
Why buy the cow? Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's not
so
true.
It's a whole.
I'll be honest. When I was, even when I was dating, that was the exact opposite.
Yeah, I'm not buying that cow. I don't know what the milk tastes like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
why do you give sour milk?
Yeah.
I do think
I've known my girlfriend a long time. We had sex the first night we hung out.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, every situation, every person.
I've been with my wife for 8 years. We fucked the first night we hung out, too.
Yeah. So you just have to do what's best for you. And that's how we should live our whole world. Everyone should just be able to do what's best for them, as long as they're not hurting anybody.
Okay.
You're good to go. Forget it then.
No, I'm listening. Andy had to give up the dick easy.
I think if you do make a guy wait too long for like a relationship, they don't like, you're giving me an ultimatum now, you know what I mean? Like, I think you let it blossom naturally, whereas if you go, I have specific rules for any situation, no matter what, I think everyone is different, so you gotta play it by ear, if you will.
Yeah,
which is the way I say I like earplay.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, you're an ASMR guy,
man? Oh yeah, baby. I'm actually not, dude. I can't. Gross. Dude.
Those were the weirdest videos on TikTok. I didn't even know that was a thing until TikTok happened.
I mean, I don't think it was a thing until TikTok happened.
Right, right.
But it's everybody just like, shh. Yeah. And I'm like, this is weird shit.
It's just ambient noise. I think people are just falling asleep to it. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people jerking to ASMR. Maybe some.
Yeah, I
think
there's
got to be somebody out there.
There's some really good looking women that are doing it.
Mm.
And they like hit certain things with their long fingernails.
Yeah, and they have the mics that are shaped like ears, and they'll lick them and stuff.
Or like cocks, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a woman do anything, and there'll be a guy who will jerk off to it. Anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anything.
100%.
That's true. We live in a very demented planet.
All right. Let's get one or two more stories out of the way before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. Russians begin Googling how to break arm at home to avoid being deployed to Ukraine.
I mean, they've been... Yeah, that's...
Why like, the arm?
You can't get drafted if you don't... If
but isn't there broken. Is there like any other lesser injury? Because like my dad was a World War II veteran. He was like, yeah, guys used to shoot their toe. Like, that was the thing.
I think they'll still use you.
They're desperate.
At this point, yeah, you're still going out there. They're like, it's cold. Don't worry. You're not going to feel it.
So you break your arm?
Yeah, what's the deal, ladies?
The how to break an arm at home started catching serious buzz amongst Russians in search results. And the frantic Googling came just 2 hours after Putin told the nation he'd deploy up to 300,000 citizens to the Ukraine.
Jeez.
Yeah, my man wants to fucking win that thing.
There was some crazy stuff on like state TV. So this is a story from like last week, but there was some crazy stuff on the state TV where they were just kind of like, there's all these draft officers and some of them make mistakes and they're drafting like old men. And like the guys are getting on state TV like, you know what we should do with these draft officers is just shoot them. Like, that's literally their solution for the fact they're accidentally drafting the wrong dude. It's, like, kind of getting wild.
It's getting wild in Russia.
It's getting wild.
Yeah. So
how did it say the best way to break your arm at home? Because that's what I want to know.
I looked on YouTube and nothing came up.
I can't watch that.
I'm Googling it.
Well, I imagine somebody's coming at it with a lot of force. God, that's painful, man.
I'd imagine you use a door.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I think I would maybe just want somebody to run over my arm.
Yeah, no, because then that might not be a clean break. I would imagine you want a clean break.
Yeah, how do you even get it?
Somebody elbow dropping. You put it over like a table.
I mean, it's just so sad that that's what it's come down to, that people have to inflict pain. It's very sad.
I mean, I guess better than your leg.
Better than your leg.
Because you're not stuck.
But also...
immobile.
I feel like Russia would be like, all right, we'll hit you back up in 8 months when your arm's better.
Or they cut your arm off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a permanent fix is my point, to get out of the military duty.
Well, I guess they're just hoping that in 8 months it'll be...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Maybe this will be wrapped up, but it's not looking
that
way.
Seems like for the long haul, though.
Yeah, it seems like this is going to be a long move.
You just got to keep re-breaking your arm.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Everyone in Russia takes up like BMX and skateboarding.
yeah.
Little kid injuries.
Yeah. I would imagine you use the door. I imagine you can use a door somehow. Like,
I swear I fell out of tree fort. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably like put your arm in a door and have somebody kick it.
I would definitely take a painkiller before that shit.
Oh, that's true too. You can
Yeah, they're all drunk. It doesn't matter.
I forgot. Oh, yeah, you could really fucking goose yourself. That's a good point, Madison. Get fucking high as fuck.
You just wake up.
Great idea. I was thinking, I don't know, my dumb ass would be like, let's just do it sober.
You're like, all right, when I get up at 7:30 tomorrow morning, we're going to slam it at now.
I mean, the real hustle is just do it at a doctor's office. Get a doctor in on it. Just
yeah, start some shady arms, Russian doctor.
Put you right definitely. In the cast, yeah.
He'll get you nice and straight, yeah.
Or just have one shady Russian doctor with a fake x-ray. Just keep reusing it. Just start putting these guys in casts. They're going to show up to the draft office in a hard cast.
Yeah, do some right. trank, yeah. get out of it,
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
My they're favorite getting out of
now
service.
Now we're thinking, gang.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
favorite getting out of service story I ever heard. My uncle was in line to for Vietnam,
yeah.
and I won't say who it was because it definitely wasn't him. Put peanut butter up their butt, and just while they were on, like, they had to stand naked to like get examined by the doctor, just started eating peanut butter out of his ass crack, and said it was poop.
That's actually very that's disgusting, but and it was smart because they were like, okay, he's
yeah, they didn't go.
He's his mind is not mentally.
Yeah, they didn't have to go.
You're 8H.
Couldn't you just show up at the selective service office and just start making out with the dude next to you? Like back then?
Back then?
They didn't like gaze in there.
They did not.
I think the peanut butter was less embarrassing to the family.
Yeah.
You could live with the peanut butter kid.
But, that's how Skippy was invented.
My grandpa wouldn't have made my peanut butter uncle move out. All right, let's get one more in here. What are we looking at? Preteen girls make a pact to kill their families and pets, then run away to Georgia together.
Why would they kill their pets?
The girl who didn't fulfill her end of the pact is being charged with criminal conspiracy. So one girl did kill her family, and the other one got cold feet.
That's insane.
Oh, it's what only two girls?
What kind of demonic shit is that?
Yeah, no, it was probably some weird...
Are they hot?
Coven?
Yeah. I would assume this is two let's say lifelong friends.
Yeah. How old were they?
Teenage. Preteen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, one was 12 years old.
Oh, my.
Fucking hell.
Is that the one who did it?
Man, these bitches can't just see Slender Man.
I know.
Maybe it's because
they saw Slender Man. Okay, yeah, so the 12-year-old girl is the one... that did it. She killed her father and then killed herself. But she killed herself after she realized that her friend didn't do her
good
part of it.
You fucking jerk off.
But now the friend is being charged with conspiracy for murder because she knows that the cops found out about the plot. So she's being charged now.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, dude. She fucking chose to do the right thing in the end. And now you're going to fucking charge her?
Yeah, but she should have alerted the cops to it to save the...
Yeah, maybe she was scared that girl was going to kill her. I think there's plenty of ways out of this. She's 12, you said?
Yeah, she's a minor.
How old the older one?
I think they're both the same, right around the same age. Mm. It's not listed.
Now, was this a best friends thing, or was this we're going to go live in the woods and eat each other's pussies thing?
It doesn't...
That's a kind of best friend.
It doesn't
Natalie?
I don't have any best friends like that.
Mm. Natalie is a good friend.
Yeah. Best friend, you'd say.
Yeah, I like Chris's point. Why did they get the pets involved?
That's
wrong.
It seems like odd that they would have to kill
sick.
The pets.
It's just sick.
How did the girl kill her dad?
Shot him in the stomach.
Oh, no.
How'd she get a gun? He must have had a gun at the house.
It was Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody wants to kill their parents at some point.
Especially at 12.
Yeah, 12.
Were they just online buddies or did they know each other in real life?
Because
it sounds like a thing, like they met online.
Sounds like they've just got their periods too, right, Madison?
Yeah, that'd be the age. Hormones are crazy. Not that crazy though.
It was the first one.
Yeah, first one.
It says it remains unclear why the girls wanted to kill their families and run away. It says that they planned on running away to Georgia after it was committed. It doesn't say.
Sad.
Just two 12-year-olds living on their own. That's not weird. This is a bad plan.
A couple 12-year-olds on the lam?
This is a very bad plan.
They didn't think it through, Zach.
They
didn't
think it through, especially one.
It's so how bad could your childhood home be?
Mm. Were they...
Yeah.
Bumping clams is what I need to know, because I feel like that really makes all the difference here.
I think because they're so young, they're not going to even say that, even if it were true.
Just leave it to our imagination.
It's a technical term, Shannon. I'm sure it'll come out and discover
wink,
it.
Wink, wink.
It doesn't say how they knew each other, but it said that, so the girl who did, the girl who killed her dad, she then drove, they lived like 30 miles from each other. So maybe they were online friends. It doesn't say how they knew each other.
Well, it's also Texas. Where in Texas was this?
30 miles west of Fort Worth.
I mean, that seems pretty rural.
Yeah.
Oh no, 230.
When you don't name the town, you have to name a bigger town. It's fucking
yeah.
It sticks.
It was the girl planned to drive 230 miles to the town of Lufkin, Texas, where she intended to pick up her friend and begin their runaway.
Mm.
And she was 12 driving.
I guess so. Yeah, she planned.
That's
to drive.
What Zach has an issue with.
That seems
she shouldn't
young.
Be behind the wheel.
Yeah,
Zach still doesn't drive.
Yeah, I still don't drive. I'm 35.
It's New York City, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at this one. Let's look at this last story. Get out of here. 33-year-old mother of three was born without collarbones, making it possible for her to touch her shoulders together as a party trick.
Why don't they just see?
Hell yeah!
See, that's why I actually don't think there's a god, because this mother should be with the kid from the first story.
Yeah,
this
and
is
then go on the road.
These yeah. were you're right.
Do their act. He plays his violin, and she touches her shoulders. No,
I like this. They're two good bookends for our day. Yeah. Do we have pictures, Shannon? Please.
I bet we have video. Twist yourself up real fast and then spin around and go.
I really want to see it. Oh, she's a fucking big girl,
too.
Oh,
jeez.
Her kids also have... It? Yeah, they also have the same thing.
So they have no... Wow.
I was going to...
Her
a little...
kids still don't look good when she does that.
They all look like fucking boo-boo.
Does she look like the other way?
She's like half octopus.
I'm going to be honest.
Looks totally normal.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She does that.
I'm disappointed. I thought it was going to be cooler than that. I thought it was going to be backwards. Me too. That just looks like she's pushing her fat together.
Yeah, that.
Wait, can I do that?
Please.
No. No, I don't. I mean, I get how it's impressive.
I guess. Have collarbones there. But. Out.
Yeah, I guess.
She looks like she doesn't have any bones.
She looks like a fucking beanbag.
I mean, regular. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
How they find these stories.
She learned that because her boobs were too small for her husband to titty fuck her, and she just kept pushing just on kept closer trying. And closer.
You guys, look at how the picture is right there. It almost looks like a legs, and like that's her vagina and her butthole.
How do you not?
Yeah.
How do you not get a mad fold in on your fucking arm tattoos?
Yeah.
What
oh,
the fuck
Chris,
is wrong
that's
with
genius.
This lady? You know what? I hate TikTok. I really wish it didn't exist. It's definitely just a Chinese psyop anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're just getting all our faces and information.
Yeah.
And they're
100%.
making our generation dumber.
I think the view count is fake, too. I think it's just to keep you more engaged. The whole thing is a psyop.
Yeah, the whole thing is also it's the content you search for, right? So my TikTok is pretty, like, I am very, like, the algorithm has me targeted pretty well. So it's actually pretty educational. Like, I have a lot of Christian stuff, a lot of money-making stuff, financial advice. Like, that's pretty much all that kind of shows up. Skincare.
Okay.
So if you kind of search for exactly what you want, they'll start feeding you exactly what you want to see.
I mean, my Instagram Reels is just people opening sandwiches.
My Reels is pro wrestling, sandwiches, and keyboards.
Yeah.
Perfect. See, that's your interest.
That really is.
Yeah. So
what's your Reels? What do they show you videos of?
It's all your terrible. Everybody's terrible crowd work. Really, stop it, everybody.
Stop clicking like.
So much crowd work on there.
And put it up. If it's going to be on, put it something good.
Can
please.
I please stop watching videos that start with, what was that?
I know. I know it's for the algorithm, but come on. Have
but
a little
I think,
pride.
Yeah, it's definitely like, obviously, like to really kind of, you know, you have to do it. Like your agents, your
I understand why,
you
but
to do
Jesus
it. And
Christ.
You can only, I mean, how many sets have you filmed that you're like, yeah, I want to put that up, the whole thing?
Like right more. A ton, you know. Fuck, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to cut down on that shit. I really am.
On
posting
what?
All social fucking media, but it's just fucking...
I can't remember who said it the other day, but it's like, remember when there used to be like one or two crowd work guys?
Yeah.
And it was a skill?
Totally.
That was admired.
I just want to see Jay and maybe another fucking person.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to see Jay and Jeff Ross do it.
Right, right.
And the problem is the audience isn't mic'd, so it's very difficult to hear them.
And they think they're going to be funny half the time.
Yeah.
Which
That's
really
what I mean.
Stinks.
This shouldn't... keep that for yourself.
What it's actually bad for is now everybody thinks that that's what a show is.
Yeah, everybody
exactly.
wants to talk.
I had an old lady pull out her fucking, 70-year-old lady pull out her fucking titties in Maryland on Saturday. It was crazy.
Hell yeah.
She pulled out
one. It's not all bad.
Yeah. She pulled out one first, and I was like, wow, that's not bad. But I was like, hey, wait a second, why'd you choose that one? I was like, let me see the other one. I was like, I bet the other one's a nightmare. She pulled out the other one, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Wow.
It was like, it was crazy.
70 years old.
Yeah, 70 years old.
Wow, that
one
was
good,
ready
one
to
bad.
Party.
Yeah, look, I was doing Rock the Cradle in a yo-yo. The second one, it was fucking nuts.
Did you say that on stage?
Yeah.
That must have been hilarious.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
We saw that 56-year-old lady's pussy at Soul Jolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, nice. What? I'll be there. I'm headlining there this Saturday. Come on out.
Bring your 56-year-old pussy. 57-year-old pussy now.
If four older ladies sit in the front with short haircuts and Karen energy.
Hell yeah.
Let me see
my audience.
The hottest of the four will slide her spanks over.
Show her chooch? All right.
Show the fucking hoochamagoo.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Are they straight, gay, married?
There was just four old ladies.
I feel like
and
a
they
Karen...
had a lot of like let's go out and have fun energy. They had a lot of wine energy.
But they successfully
killed their parents 50 years ago.
Yeah. Like Karens don't show their pussy. Karens
this late, well, one of them in the group was named Karen.
Do you realize that every person I know named Karen is actually the most lovely person? Which is so funny.
Same, but the opposite for me. and yeah, she had Spanx on. She was sitting with her legs spread, and she fucking took two fingers unhooked and fucking showed the chooch.
All right.
Did anyone take her home after?
No. But she was volunteering. She was She's what we call a go-getter.
Yeah, true.
No, right now, go get her.
All right, October 8th.
Bring her in,
Andy Fiore.
Go to Soul
Jolls.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We are going to head out. Thank you so much again to my guests. Andy Fiore, he's got a new special, Check Right, releases on Thursday on YouTube. Madison Malloy, he's got a new book, Time to Lighten the Fuck Up, comes out October the 18th.
Yep.
You can pre-order it now on Amazon or Barnes & Nobles. And me and my buddy Chris Vega, who we love each other and we like making you laugh. Mm. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you this Wednesday on The Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.